if you want to go into an area that's high risk, if you can send in a vehicle ahead of time to do surveillance and those kind of things without having to hurt people. If you blow up the car, there were enemies in the area. If you don't, and you can actually look around, you can get a sense for what does it look like. The same scenario, if you're about to go in to look at a hostage situation, you can go in and build up a map of what the environment looks like and give that as intelligence to officers before they engage. So there's lots of possible scenarios where you can deploy this technology. There were tests where we come up to the four-way intersection and show that we can understand precedence. So if you come up first, you go through. If you come up last, you have to wait for the others to clear the intersection.
There's nobody else at the intersection, so it will immediately take a left turn. On race day, there will be nobody in the car, and there will be a chase vehicle with DARPA officials who have an emergency stop switch. We won't really have any access to the vehicle, no data coming off the vehicle. We'll just be sitting and watching. It'll be nerve-wracking, but, you know, that's the rules.